Hey, Joe Stafford and Paul Weston are at the Armory. Let's go to town. Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard. From where I stand, the armory is packed right to the rafters with people waiting for our singing star and our band of the month. That means Paul Weston's rhythm.
We've got it all ready to ride.
And the songs of Joe Stafford.
Got them waiting and ready, Eddie.
Well, let's bring on the music. Paul Weston and the band with You Do Something to Me. Combat veteran back from overseas joined the National Guard? Well, one reason is that some of us vets have a remaining military obligation up to 6 years. Now, many of us, by joining the National Guard, cut that time down to 3 or 4 years, and you can serve right here in your own hometown, too. Then, when you figure you'll be getting paid for the time you spend in the Guard, it really adds up to a good proposition. So, come on down here to the Armory. Get all the facts and see why so many veterans are glad they joined the National Guard. Joe Stafford, I see by the program you're booked to sing Sleepy Time Down South now. Isn't that a tune that Louis Armstrong made famous?
It sure is. And when old Satchmo put the Armstrong seal of approval on it, he made it a tune to last forever. Nobody can sing it the way Louis does, but I'm going to give it a whirl.
And I'll bet Louie goes for your version as big as you do for his. Joe Stafford and Sleepy Time Down South.
Pale moon shining on the fields below. Folks are crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me so, because I know It's sleepy time down south. Soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls down on her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Steamboats on the river are coming and are going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the folks are singing.
I just heard from Louie, Joe. He says they'll swap three high notes and a gross of assorted downbeats for your arrangement.
We'll have to talk to Paul. It's his arrangement. And talking of Paul's arrangements, he finally got around to putting one together for me that I've been waiting for a long time.
What's that, Joe?
It's a tune called Come Rain, Come Shine. That's a singer's dream.
You mean it's something special?
Something better than that. Some tunes just sort of sit right for singers. And this one... well, it's just the greatest.
If it's the greatest, it's for you. Sing on, Joe Stafford.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. Sunny. We're in or we're out of the money.
take to see these young guardsmen and their friends having so much fun? Pretty happy bunch, aren't they, Eddie?
You bet they are. They really enjoy these get-togethers. And you know, the National Guard gives them good pay, they're learning new skills, and what's more, they're fulfilling their military obligation. You see, Joe, in the Guard, men who are between 17 and 18 and a half start in on their military service right here at home. That means going to school or holding down a job at the same time. And they go on active duty only if their unit is needed in a national emergency.
Sounds great.
Well, it is, Joe. That's why I keep telling the young fellas listening in to get down here to the armory and get the full story on the National Guard. Two more wonderful people to spend an evening with than Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. Joe, Paul, it's been great.
Likewise, I'm sure.
We'll see you next week.
We've got a date then right here at the Armory at this same time. And all of you out there, that date goes for you too. This is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies of the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Here is your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.